I don't know if you think about this, but I do. What would the chief executive officer of one of the largest organizations that provides physical therapy services to our industry, what would that person be thinking about today? Well, you might be surprised, as I was, he's thinking about you, the physical therapist in the field. To learn why, stay tuned for this next episode of PT Talker.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Yes, you are listening to another episode of PT Talker. And if you are a physical therapist, which I know all of you out there are, you're probably familiar with a group called Physiotherapy Associates. They're actually the second largest provider of rehabilitation in our industry. And I thought it might be interesting to ask the chief executive officer, Mr. Dan Connors, who's responsible for 622 clinics over 30 states, to join us today. So here he is. Mr. Connors, thank you for joining PT Talker.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jeff. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, wow, 622 clinics, 30 states. That has got to be a heck of a job. Before we get started, could you just give us a little bit of your background, how long you've been at Physio, and how you got there? And then I think we'd like to maybe just hear a little of the history of Physiotherapy Associates. We're all familiar with it, so if you could just kind of start there, that'd be great.
Sure, Jeff. Physiotherapy Associates is the product of, it's been around a long time, but most recently the product of the merger of two relatively large companies, Benchmark Medical and a predecessor company called Physiotherapy Associates, which had been a division of Stryker Corporation, which is headquartered in Kalamazoo, Michigan. The companies were brought together in 2007 by two private equity firms, Water Street Healthcare Partners and Windpoint Partners, both of which are located in Chicago. And those two private equity firms got together and brought those two divisions together to create the second largest outpatient rehab provider in the country. So that's how the company came together.
Perfect. Now, a little bit about you, yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah, not much to tell. I've been with the company about 2 years. I had previously been on the board of directors of the company, and after serving on the board for some period of time, the chairman and the rest of the board asked me to take over as CEO of the company, which I did in February of 2009, I suppose that was. I'd been the CEO of a couple of private equity-owned companies in the past, so I'm familiar with the private equity environment and have worked in various industries, technology, business services, and things like that in the past.
Perfect, perfect. Well, you know, our listeners out there are, you look at organizations like yourself, like Physiotherapy Associates, as leaders in our industry. And I think one of the reasons I wanted to have you on PT Talker was to talk a little bit about where you see the future of our industry going. I do know that your organization is growing. Things seem to be going well. So how do you think that bodes for the rest of the industry, and what can you tell us about some of the plans that you have for the future?
Oh, sure, Jeff. I think in general, it's interesting times and somewhat challenging times for our industry. I think probably most folks remember back in the day when reimbursement rates were much higher for physical therapy than they are today, and I don't think that that trend will likely reverse soon. I think we'll continue to see some pressure from the government and state governments as well on reimbursement rates, and so you know, that's a trend that I don't think, as I say, will reverse, but will probably continue, although I think at a relatively moderate rate. I think the challenge for many providers today is to differentiate yourself or oneself from the rest of the industry. It's a very fragmented industry, as you know, Jeff, with about 80,000 physical therapy clinics across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so here at Physiotherapy Associates, we try every day to differentiate ourselves by being the best. And when we say being the best, we mean that on three levels or attributes, if you will. Number one, we want to provide the very best patient care possible in the outpatient rehab space. Number two, we want to provide the best opportunities for our associates within the company in terms of career advancement or opportunities for specialization and those sorts of things. And then finally, we like to be the best in terms of our operational and financial reporting metrics. And we think you have to be good at all three of those things: great patient care, great opportunities for folks, and great operating results as well, in order to maintain your position in this industry or advance. So that's how we think about going to work every day and getting better on each of those three attributes, and hopefully being the best on those three things.
Sure. Now, most of our listeners are physical therapists out there. So, Dan, do you have some things specifically to address your point number two that you do at Physio that you're proud of, or that you can point to that maybe our listeners might not be aware of?
Yes, I think so, Jeff. And so there are a few things that we're working on and have in the company that we're very proud of. The first is we're doing really well financially, and so we're a very sound and stable company. Our profitability has never been higher. We're paying down debt early, you know, all those sorts of things in a somewhat difficult environment, but we're doing very well. Number two, we're growing, and growing relatively dramatically. And so in 2010, we opened about 10 new clinics. We're going to open about 35 new clinics in 2011 and probably 45 additional new clinics in 2012. So we're really excited about that growth. We think it's reflective of our strength in the marketplace. It also provides great career opportunities for folks that want to manage a clinic or a group of clinics, or be on the business side of things.
Sure.
We've launched a couple of other things too, Jeff. One is our rewards and recognition program. So we have quarterly awards for the best clinic in the company or in an area, best individual awards, all those sorts of things. So
yeah,
it's an exciting time to be with the company.
It sounds like it. Now, your growth, do you attribute that to the population of patients that might be coming into the system with healthcare reform, or what do you attribute that to? Or are you expanding into new states you haven't been in before?
There may be, Jeff, a state or two that we've not been in before, but to be frank with you, we just see great opportunities in almost every market that we're in today. And so we think that despite the fragmentation of the business, we think that there is always an opportunity for a provider that provides great care to distinguish themselves in the market and to grow. And so we're not really counting on significant or even really any sort of marginal growth in the population of patients. We just think that there are great business opportunities out there, great locations to be in that we're not in today, and for a provider like us, we think there's always going to be that sort of opportunity.
Now, the typical clinic director that's out there working, managing a clinic, you said there are opportunities for recognition. How do you foster that? How much support do they get from your management team, or how much autonomy, or kind of maybe say a little bit about that?
Oh, sure. Well, at Physiotherapy, we really abide by a philosophy of trying to provide the best of both worlds to a physical therapist. And by the best of both worlds, I mean having and fostering a sense of entrepreneurship, where you sort of run your own business and get to make a lot of the decisions on how your specific clinic is run, what sort of patients you want to attract, and so forth. But at the same time, you have the sort of the environment and comfort of being with a big company, where, of course, we pay for the lease on the building, provide continuing education, the support of finance departments, HR departments, and so forth. So all the sort of administrative ends of the business that many folks, you know, may or may not want to be associated with as a physical therapist, we want to provide an opportunity for folks to do what they do best and do what they like to do best, which is treating patients and providing great care. And so it's we like to think it's the best of both worlds. Our compensation plan reflects that as well, and so we pay very competitive market salaries but have very, very attractive incentive programs for folks that really want to hustle and build their businesses. So it's sort of the best of both worlds, we think.
Are therapists able to kind of specialize? Do you have therapists who might be good at one area or have some expertise that they're able to go after those specific types of referral sources, or are all of your clinics pretty much the same?
No, Jeff, and it's one of our great selling features. In a company this large, you can really follow any sort of specialization that that you're interested in as a therapist. And so our size permits that sort of an opportunity that you might not have in a smaller clinic or a one or two person operation. You know, our clinics with 620, 25 or so of them, basically anyone can follow any sort of specialization that they wish to. You'll find a spot in almost any of our clinics for a specialization. You don't have to be just an orthopedic generalist or anything like that. We have about 20 areas of specialization that our folks can focus on. And some folks really like that. They like to specialize in a particular, area or
they have an interest,
I should say.
Yeah.
Others like to just be generalists, but it's whatever our folks wish to pursue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, what just in the few minutes we have remaining here on our time, I have to ask you, what keeps you up at night? What are you looking out there into the future and worried about as a healthcare provider?
You know, Jeff, the biggest thing for us is we really want to attract great talent to the company. Mm-hmm. We have a great foundation on which to grow now. We want to open these new clinics this year, next year, and years to come. Really, the only bottleneck for us is attracting great talent to the company and in the numbers that we need to. And so it's a good problem to have. It's, it could be a lot worse. Our business is running really well. We have great opportunities. And so a big part of everyone's job here today is recruiting folks and retaining folks in the company. It's really a question of recruiting for talent and explaining our value proposition to folks and getting them to come on board. That's our biggest challenge right now. It's a good challenge to have, though, and a great problem to deal with.
You know, it really is. It's amazing. It seems like that things are looking good in physical therapy right now. So it's excellent to hear you say that you're growing, looking for therapists, and you're not worried about some insurance thing or something like that. So you're right. Good problem to have.
Yeah, those things are. I think everybody in the industry has had. Seen a little bit of a downturn in the last couple of years with the economy and lower usage of healthcare in general from doctors, office visits, and so forth are down a little bit. But we're doing really well, and it's an exciting time to be at our company, growing and looking for great people to join us and to be part of our mission.
All right. Well, we will leave it there. You've been listening to Dan Connors, who is the Chief Executive Officer for Physiotherapy Associates. As everyone knows, one of the largest providers of physical therapy rehabilitation services in our industry. Thank you, Dan, for joining us today and sharing your thoughts with our listeners.
A pleasure, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
You bet. And should anyone want to maybe communicate or have a question for Dan Connors, feel free to send me an email to feedback@pttalker.com, or Dan, would you be comfortable giving out your email address?
Sure can, yeah. My email address is dan@physiocorp.com, and that's physiocorp.com.
Okay, all right, perfect. Okay, so if anyone has a question for Mr. Connors, I'm sure he'll be happy to answer it. And I want to remind everybody that previous episodes of PT Talker are available on iTunes. And this is the place where we bring you expertise each and every week. Want to say hello to everyone I'm going to see at Combined Sections in New Orleans, February 10th, 11th, and 12th. Please make sure you stop by our booth, 856, and say hi. This is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now, and thanks for listening.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.